Begin the current daf Masechta Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud Beis. Begin 10 lines down from the top of the Yamed. The Gemara concludes the discussion from the previous daf regarding when the world was created and regarding similar machlokes in other areas where the prominent dates, if they were Tishrei or Nisan. So the Gemara brings a braisa in conclusion. The Tarban learned the braisa. Chachmi Yisrael, the Jewish sages, Moinin Lamabel Kereb Eliezer, they count the dates of the Mabel of the flood, which was the discussion of the previous daf, which that correlates to the years of Noach, which was dated by how old he was, whether he was 600 years old or 601 years old, which also parallels the dates of creation, which is the years of the generations, where in that regard, they count the years, as Rabbi Eliezer said, that we count that from Tishrei. Tishrei is when it begins the next year. Now, as the Gemara will shortly illustrate, that's not because they hold like Rabbi Eliezer that the world was created in Tishrei. Actually, they hold like Rabbi Yeshua that the world was created in Nisan. However, Tishrei, is we had mentioned in the Mishnah, is Rosh Hashanah Lashanim. And since it's Rosh Hashanah Lashanim, although that's not when the world was created, but once it reaches Tishrei, which was 6 months after it was created, began a new year. And that's how the cycle of the years, which is to date the generations, is based on Tishrei. And that's how the years of Noach were dated. And that's why when they learn how to understand the Pesukim regarding Noach, as was discussed at length in the previous daf, the dates are based on Tishrei being the first month and so on. However, l'tkufa, Kreb Yeshua, however, regards to the tkufa, which is that's the different cycles of the sun and the moon, then they count from Nisan, which means to say that they were created in Nisan. Now, they were created precisely at the beginning of the day of Wednesday, which is basically Tuesday night. Now, that's why actually the tkufa of the sun will always be a quarter of the day, which means to say because since it began in Tkuf of Nisan, which is by 6 p.m., so it's always going to be a day and a quarter after the previous Tkufa. That's how it continues going because that's exactly when it was created. That's regarding the Tkufa of the sun. And so too regarding the Maila of the Levana, regarding its renewal, also we count the first one, the first Maila was on Nisan, again also on Tuesday night, meaning the beginning of Wednesday, because on the fourth day of creation was when the Me'iris, the sun and the moon, were created, which they count on Tuesday night, 9 hours and 642 chalakim, because that's how Chazal broke it down, not into seconds, but actually into chalakim. So Chacham Yisrael, again, although they hold like Rabbi Yeshua, and that's why for Tekufis they counted from Nisan, which means to say regarding the calculations of the sun and the moon from when it started, that's from Nisan. However, and that has ramifications in Birkas Hachama and the Ma'ilav Levana, which it's required the calculation of when they began. So although they hold like that, like Rabbi Yeshua, but regarding the counting of the years, which will then have its impact regarding the years of the Mabul, is based on Tishrei. Whereas Chachma Umasa'ilam, however, the sages of the nations of the world, Mayin Afla Mabul Kri Yeshua, they also count regarding the Mabul like Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, they correlate the years of the generations the same as when the world was created, which was they begin from Nisan to count. Therefore, it comes out that the Mabul was in Iyar, that's when it began, and therefore, by default, that means that when it was in the 601st year, where the Pasuk says in the first month was when the water dried up, that must be Nisan, because as we explained, that the whole Mabul was 12 months, so right before it finished, which was in Iyar again, a month before that, Nisan was when it dried up. But again, that's because they're going based on when the world was created, but although we agree, the Chachmei Yisrael agree that it was created in Nisan, but regarding the calculations of the years, for that we go with Tishrei. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that said, Uli Rakis, the final item mentioned that the Rosh Hashanah for it was the first of Tishrei, are for vegetables. So Tanulim the Brisa actually expands on this and says, Li Rakis, for vegetables, which means to say the Meiser, the tenth, the tithe that has to be taken for the vegetables in regards to what's new and what's old, because the halach is you cannot take trumas and Meisers from the vegetables that were picked before Rosh Hashanah for those that were picked after Rosh Hashanah. So regarding that, and ula maisus, and for maisa, ula nadarm, and for oaths, which the Gemara is going to explain in Omid Beis, these things, the Rosh Hashanah for them, is the first of Tishrei. Now, the Gemara asks, regarding the explanation of the Braisa, li rokis mainin, what does the Braisa mean to say that when we're discussing that the first of Tishrei is its Rosh Hashanah, is vegetables? Must be, like we explained, is maisi yerek, is the tithes that have to be taken off of the vegetables that you can't take off the ones that are before Rosh Hashanah, before the first of Tishrei, for the ones afterwards. But then the Gemara asks, Haina Meiser. Well, then that's the second of the third case that they say of Meiser, which we're saying for tithes, the Rosh Hashanah bit is the first of Tishrei. What are you adding by saying vegetables? So that the Gemara answers that Tana Drabana, the Tana the Braisa, first told you that there is a set date of a Rosh Hashanah regarding the new and the old for Meiser. First they said in regards to the Meiser of vegetables, which is only rabbinic. And then, B'ketani Deraisa, then the Tana of the Braisa told you that the same halacha applies to Meiser, that's Deraisa, which regards to Meiser Dagan for the Meiser of grain, that's biblical. That even there's a set date of when that divides between the new and the old, that you can't have Trumas Meiser of the old and the new. Well, then the Gemara asked, but listen to the Deraisa Bereisha, why don't you say the biblical first, which would be Meiser, and then say the rabbinic one afterwards, which is Yerik. Now the Gemara answers, Aydi dechaviva le'akdama. As the Gemara says in other places, that rabbinic halachas are more dear because they were involved in the chachamim of creating of this, of doing more than the Torah asks. So since that's precious, therefore actually they did it first. So they mentioned Yerik, which is rabbinic, before the biblical. But now the Gemara explains, but the Tana Didan, but the Tana of our Mishnah, who only mentioned Yerukis as Aleph Tishrei being its Rosh Hashanah, but didn't mention this other term of Maisris, Tana Drabanan, he teaches us that there's a set date of when it's the cutoff of one year and the other year regarding rabbinic Maisr, which is Yerukis, Vekoshkin Deraisa, and most definitely we would know that, let's say, Maisr Dagan, which is biblical, for sure will have a cutoff because the Rabbanan always emulate, they always follow and create the rabbinics, Kein Deraisa, the way the biblical halacha is. And we're only going to be making such a halacha if it applies by the biblical. So we're going to tell you the rabbinic, for sure you know that Deraisa, and therefore they didn't have to say, as the Tana Braisa did regarding Maestros. Now the Gemara asked, regarding the terminology of the Tana the Braisa, why did he say that from the three things that he said, it's going to be the Rosh Hashanah of it, is the first of Tishrei? He said, Yerukis, Maestros, and the Darm. But Velisni Meiser, the Gemara asks, why do you say a plural term of Meisrais, say Meiser, a singular term? Because especially since we said already two types of Meiser, we said Yerukis, which are rabbinic, now we're saying Meiser, which are biblical, so why saying plural? Another Gemara says, because actually there are two types of biblical Meiser, Echad Meiser Behemoth, Echad Meiser Dog. We're saying that both the Meiser of one of every 10 animals that were born that year have to be given as the Meiser, and so to the Meiser of the grain, they're both biblical. That's what we're referring to when we say Meisers in the plural, to say both of these types of Meisers, that their Rosh Hashanah is Av Tishrei. Then the Gemara asks, but regards to Yerukis, but listen to Yerik, as you say, the singular of vegetable. We're talking about just this one type of Yerukis, which is rabbinical type of Meiser. Why is it say plural? Another Gemara says, because Trei Gav Niyerik, there actually are two types of Meisers of Yerukis, of vegetables, which means that they have different criteria based on how they process the vegetables. They're not like Linda Mishnah Masechtas Maisus. That says, Yerik HaNeged, regarding vegetables that are generally bundled in a bundle, then Mishayeged, they are considered a Geirin, which the halacha that forbids one to eat, even Achilles Aroi, even a snacking type of eating, until you take of Maiser, is only when it's developed into a Geirin. When it's finished its process, which generally means it's piled in a pile. Now, that is the final stage, which then says, okay, you have a Meiser, now you can't even snack from it. Now, regarding if this is the type of vegetable that are usually bundled together, that happens when it turns into a bundle. That's one type of Yerukis. V'she'enineged, however, those types of vegetables that are not usually bundled, then Mishimalasekli, their chiv begins when they're piled up into a vessel. That's when their chiv becomes, and that means the process is finished, and then you can't even take a snack from it. So we're saying, regarding these two different types of Yerukis, which have different criteria, when they're concluded, both their Rosh Hashanahs, which means say that they're on different years, is on the first of Tishrei. It's just that they're completed at different times, which means say their chiv meiser of this year is that you can't eat Achilles Arai anymore, is different stages, and that's why we mention them individually by saying this plural term of Yerukis. Nothing more continues. Turn about, learn the Braisa. Now, the halacha is regarding Yerukis, regarding vegetables, that as the Gemara will later explain, there's different times when the chiv of Meiser begins. In other words, for which year do we define that this grew in, that it should have the chiv of that year's types of Meisers. As the Gemara will shortly explain, there's different halachas of Meiser depending on what year the Shemitah year it is. So regarding vegetables, the halacha is that it goes after what's called Zman Likita, when it's picked. Now, although we can have that these vegetables grew both, a bunch of them, in one year, but if they were picked in two different years, then essentially they're what's called Chadash and Yashan, one's from the old and one's from the new. And the halacha is, as the Pasuk says in Devarim Yudal, Shana Shana, you can't go ahead and pick the Truma from the new one and the old one and the new one. Now, therefore, the Braisa explains as follows. Likid Yerik Erev Rosh Hashanah, if let's say someone picked a vegetable right before Rosh Hashanah, actually Tav Hashemesh, right before sundown. And as we explained that, for Yerukis, their Meiser is from the first of Tishrei. But the criteria, what defines it, is based on when it was picked. If it was picked in this year, which the cutoff is the first of Tishrei, that will define that that's its year, and then it's not the same as the year before. So if you went and you picked it right before Rosh Hashanah, then the Chaz of Alika, then you went like just a few minutes later, or a few hours later, you went and you picked, and we continue on Tamid Beis, Mishra Tava HaShemesh, when there was ready sundown, and then it was ready the new year, then Ein Termin Ma'asim Mizal Zeh, then you can't go ahead and do Trumas HaMaisus from these two vegetables that grew together, it was the same crop, but one was picked before Rosh Hashanah, one was picked after. The reason why you can't is Lafisha in termin the master and Lemin Achadash al Yashin, Lemin Yashin al Chadash. You can't go ahead and take Trumas HaMaisus from one that's the new to the old or the old to the new. And since, as we explained before, that cutoff is the first of Tishrei, if one picked right before and one picked the other one right after, since Yerakas go based on when they're picked, they're from different years. Now, Im Haisah Shnia Nechneses L'Shlisha. So a case could be like this. If let's say it was the second year of the Shemitah cycle, which then went into the third year, as we said, because the years go based on Aleph Tishrei. You picked one right before, you picked one right afterwards. So he said you can't take Trumas HaMaisus from each on the other. Now another ramification would be, if it was actually the second year going to the third year, that Shnia, what was picked in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, so you have Maaser Rishon, you have to give the first tithe, which is given to the Levi. U'Maaser Sheni, then you have what's commonly called the second tithe, which is food that has to be taken up to Yerushalayim and eaten by the owner. Now, Shlishis, the few hour later that was picked, that's already considered he picked in the third year, where there is no halacha of Maaser Sheni, there is Maaser Rishon or Maaser Ani. There you have to give the first tithe to the Levi. But now, since it was entered the next year, you don't take Maaser Sheni, which means say that you take up that tithe, a tenth of your things, and eat it in Yerushalayim, but rather you give that to the poor person. Now, that the Gemara asks him, not immediately. From where do we know this halacha that this Bryson just said, that in the third year there's no more Maaser Sheni, but rather there's a new halacha of Maaser Ani? So then Rishu Malevi said, there's a pasuk in Devarim that says, Kischala la'aser is called Maaser Tevoascha b'shana shlisha, that when you'll conclude the Maaser, all the Maaser of your produce from the third year, Shnas ha'Maaser, the year of the Maaser. And that's talking about when one has to liquidate the Maaser from their home. But it's calling the third year of the Shemitah cycle the year of the Maaser. Now, that's a singular term. So on that, Rabbi Shimon Levi explains, it's Shana She'im ba'ela Maaser Echad. It's a year that only has one Maaser. In other words, from the two Maasers that we had in the previous 2 years, which is Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, now you're left with one. Now, Hoketzad, how is this? And we're going to explain, so what does that mean for the third year? That is, Maaser Rishon, do we say that the Maaser Rishon, the first tithe that you give to the Levi, that you have been giving up until now, U'Maaser Ani, and now you add on another Maaser, which in the place of Maaser Sheni, you now do Maaser Ani, as the Pasuk says in the Devarim Chavav, Leger LeYasam LaManam, which is what's called Maaser Ani, giving to the poor people, and this on the third and the sixth year. U'Maaser Sheni Yivatl, and however, but the second tithe is totally nullified, you don't do that anymore in the third year. Or maybe that no, it's Shnas HaMaaser, we said a singular term. There's only one Maaser that you give. And not only don't you do Maaser Sheni, but you don't even do Maaser Rishon. And that's as we explained the Pasuk. It says, Lalevi Lagir LeYasam Amano, which means to say that that's Maaser Ani, that even the Levi is considered a poor person, and because he doesn't have a portion of the lands in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what you give now in this year. You don't do any more Maaser Rishon. It's only Maaser Ani, and the Levi will still get food because he's considered Ani too. So what's the halacha? Is it that we only stop Maaser Sheni in the third year, or we stop Maaser Sheni and Maaser Rishon, and only give Maaser Ani just one Maaser, as we call the Shnasa Maaser? So that time, Olayim, we teach in the Pasuk Bamidbar that says, Vela halavim tadabe, and that to the Levim you should say, Vamartlem, you should tell them, Ki sikhum eis b'nei Yisrael, that when you take from the Jewish people, Esa Maaser asher nesati lechem, me'itam b'nach loschem, that the tithe that I have given to you from them in their inheritance. Now, that the Pasuk is telling you, that Hikishu Hakasa Manachlam. The Pasuk is equating the Maaser that the Levim take from the Jewish people to the inheritance of the Jewish people, of their plantations, which comes to teach you that Manachla in Lahafsik, just like the Jewish people, it's their inheritance, that the inheritance doesn't have any interruption. When one has inheritance, it's his forever. Of Maaser Rishon in Lahafsik, so too the first tithe has no interruptions. It doesn't stop in the third year and the sixth year. It continues going. You always have to give the Maaser Rishon, and therefore we know that it's just the Maaser Sheni that one stops. So when we call it Shnasa Maaser, the one Maaser means to say that we're going to stop from the two that we had, and now we're going to have just one, but it doesn't mean to have just not not to have Meiser Sheni and Meiser Rishon. It just means not having Meiser Sheni, but Meiser Rishon will be maintained, and in the place of Meiser Sheni will be Meiser Ani. As the Gemara says, Tanya, and the Gemara says, Name Hachi, so too we have learned in the Braisa that says the same thing as Rav Shmuel Levi had said. It says, that when it says in the Pasuk that when you conclude your Meiser, it was told when the third year, it calls it Shnas HaMeiser, the year of the Meiser singular. It's the year that has only one Meiser. Now, how is that? So, Meiser Rishon, the Meiser Ani, you give the first tithe to the Levi and the Meiser Ani, that means another tenth to the poor people. Meiser Sheni Yivatel, and then there's no Meiser Sheni in this third year. Now, Yochel Av Meiser Rishon Ami Yivatel, you would think that it's only one Meiser. It's the Meiser of Ani, and therefore you don't even give Meiser Rishon to the Leviim. Tamalem, that's a puzzle, teaches you, Ovaha Levi, that the Levi will come for you to get Meiser Rishon, which means from the term Uvahi will come, which means Kolzman Sheba. Every time that he comes, Tenlo, you have to give him. And that pasuk is told about in the third year because it says Miktzei Shalishanim, etc., etc. And it says Uvaha Levi, the Levi will come, which means to say that even in the third year when he comes, you have to give him his Meiser Rishon. Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, how he knows that no, Meiser Rishon will not be interrupted even in the third year. Whereas Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, he says, Ein Tzarach, he says, you don't have to say what you're saying because Arei Yoyim, it says there in the pasuk, which this is as the Rabbi Shimon Levi had said his source, where it says, Al-Levim to Dabir, that you should speak to the Levim. V'amartlim, you should tell them, that when you take the tithe that I've given to them from the Jewish people in their inheritance, which is a kitra akos of nachala, the pasuk equates the Meiser Rishon Levim take to an inheritance, which is manachle and lehefsik, just like inheritance doesn't have any interruption of Meiser Rishon and lehefsik, so too the first tithe that is given to Levim has no hefsik, and therefore even in the third year, it's just the Meiser Sheni that we're stopping. That we're going to have only one, not two, but it's a reference that we're going to have Meiser Rishon, but not Meiser Sheni in the third year, and we're going to also add to that the Meiser Ani. Now, the third of the three items that the Brais had mentioned, that the first of Tishrei is its Rosh Hashanah, besides the Yerokis and the Meisers, which are the Dairais and the Rabbanon of Meiser, it was also said Ul Nadar, and that for oaths, its Rosh Hashanah is the first of Tishrei. So the Gemara explains, turn back and the Brais. If someone takes an oath saying, I'm not going to derive any pleasure from his friend for 1 year, so you count 12 months from day to day. So it's on this date, Yud Zayin Sivan. Then a year later, Yud Zayin Sivan is when that neder lasts till. Now, but if he says, for this year, I take an oath, I'm not going to have any pleasure from you. Then even if he's just at the 29th of El, once it's already 1 day into Tishrei, it's considered that the year has concluded, and therefore his neder is over, and then a few days later he already could go ahead and derive pleasure from him. As we said, because the Rosh Hashanah for Nedarim, which means to say for this year, is the first of Tishrei. Now, the Gemara explains. Now, even according to the one that says, and we discussed this on the previous daf, where there's a machlokes regarding what could already be considered a year, if it's a day or needs 30 days, so even according to the one that says the Yemechad B'Shana Einu Chashav Shana, that 1 day in a year is not considered a fulfillment of a year. Now, therefore, we could say here also, what do you mean? You took it on the 29th of El, and then it's already the next year. You didn't have a year yet. You'd have to have, let's say, at least 30 days. And therefore, it wouldn't be until, let's say, the next Tishrei. And then the Gemara says, no. Because, let's say, Uri Nafshi Kabbalah Laud, what the person intended when he took this neder, say, I'm not going to have any pleasure from you, is because he wanted to hurt himself. V'hoed Starlei, and he had the tzar. In other words, he already had the relevance of his neder through the tzar that he had, even if it's just for 1 day. So there are exceptions, as we learned, the possibility in the one who holds 1 day, sometimes it will not be enough 1 day. And now we're saying, even according to the one that says, let's say in these 30 days, there are times that it will be enough with 1 day. Like in such a case, where it will be a fulfillment of his neder. So even if you say that generally, Yemechad B'Shon is not a Shana, for this case of the neder, your neder has had fulfillment, and therefore it's considered over once the Shanazu comes, even the next day. Now, that the Gemara asks that, however, why did we say in the Braisa that the Rosh Hashanah of Nedarim is the first of Tishrei, v'eim in Nisan? Say maybe the new year begins in Nisan. So the Gemara answers, b'nedarim ha'alach achalosh from the Adam. Regarding oath, the general criteria is that we go based on the terminology of what people say. Now, generally, a person will only take a neder on what the general usage of that word means. Now, generally, people call Tishrei, the first of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. You know, that's the Yom Tov that we call Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, if someone says that for this year, he means the year based on Tishrei, and that's why even a day later, on the first of Tishrei, the neder had been fulfilled, and then they could go ahead and have enough from the other person. Now the Gemara goes back to what was discussed previously on this daf, that we said that the Rosh Hashanah for Yerukas and Maisers is based on the first of Tishrei. And as we alluded to it before, that there's different times for considering when this thing is considered completed to say that this is its year. As we said regarding Yerukas, when it's picked defines its year. Now, if it's picked before Rosh Hashanah, so then it's from the past year. If it's picked after Rosh Hashanah, so then it's from the next year. So related to this, the Gemara brings Tanan Hasam. We learned about it in the Mishnah Masechtas Maisers. Hatilson, regarding a certain spice called fenugreek, is Misha Titzmach. Its criteria of what's considered its year that it was grown in, so to speak, for the Halachas of Maiser, is based on the year that it sprouts. But not after, as we said for Yerukas, after when its lakit is after it's picked. It's based on when it sprouts. Hatvua, regarding the produce, which tvua generally is the term that refers to grain or to wine, because they're called tvua, as the pasuk in Bamidbar Yudches says, ketvuas geirin, or ketvuas yekev, which means to say like the produce of the granary and of the wine press, v'hazesim, and of the olives, which is a reference to yitzer, which is oil, which these three are the biblical maisers, the mishyaviyu shlish. Their halacha is going to be for maaser after the year that they grew a third of their maturation, whether it be the second year or the third year, it's defined on the third of their growth. That's what it says over there in that Mishnah. Now, that the Gemara asks, my Mishnah Titzmach, what when it says that the criteria for Tilson, for fenugreek, to define what year it was in, again, the cutoff is the first of Tishrei, but the question is, what year was it that it grew? So it's saying for that it's based on when it sprouts, so what does it mean that when fenugreek sprouts? Now the Gemara says, Mishnah Titzmach Lizroim, When the seed inside of it sprouts, that's considered when it grew. And therefore, if that sprouted, the seed inside of it before Rosh Hashanah, then it's from the last year. And if it sprouted afterwards, then from the next year. Now we mentioned that in that Mishnah, Hatvua v'haseizim mishaviyu shlish, that regarding the grain and of the wine and of the oil, their halacha will be which year it is, based on the first of Tishrei, is when they mature a third. Now that the Gemara has Minoha Namili. From where do we know this? Now, as Rashi explains, as we mentioned before, the maaser of these three items of grain, oil, and wine are biblical. Now, therefore, the Gemara is asking, how do we know that that's based on when they grow a third? Whereas, regarding yerukas, vegetables, that's rabbinic, and that, as we mentioned before, is based on when it's picked. Or, for example, regarding ilanis trees, where there we said previous dafim that it's based on chanata, and when it's developed, which is when the petals fall off, and then this the beginning of the blossoming of the fruit, that those are rabbinic maestras. They're not biblical. Now, therefore, regarding those things, the Gemara doesn't ask, minolam, where do we know that it's based on chanata, or it's based on when it's picked? Because actually, the Gemara later on, Daf Yudalam and Alf, will explain the reasons for why the Rabbanan said for this, its maaser will be like this, whereas, like for example, yerukas is based on because they continuously cut it, and then it sprouts again. And therefore, it grows on the water from the rain, which is, it even grows from the year when it's picked. That's why it goes based on when it's picked. So too, regarding a tree, it grows based on the water that helps it have the chanata to develop, which is because the sap that's in the tree comes before it develops, which is that's what completes the fruit. Now, the sap of the tree comes from the rain from when it grew, and that's why the chanata is what defines the halacha for the tree when its peiros will be considered grown to be before Hashanah, after Hashanah. So that's Rabbanan defined for their rabbinic halachas when it should be. And that the Gemara is not asking, that they have reasons for that. But the Shaila is, regarding something that's biblical, how do we know that its halacha is based on a certain criteria where the Gemara is defining that as when it grows a third? So then Amar Vasi, Amar B'yechnan, Umatiban, and some say that it's Mishmed Rabbi Yisak Lili, that Amar Krali, there's a pasuk that says in Devarim, it says, Miket Shevashan, at the end of 7 years, B'moyed Shnas HaShmita, and the Yom Tov of the Shemitah year, B'chaga Sukkos, in the Yom Tov Sukkos. That's when there was the assembly, the Hakel, that they would all come together. Now, that the question is, Shnas HaShmitah, Mayavadite B'chaga Sukkos, what does the Shemitah year have to do with Sukkos? In other words, to call the Sukkos that comes at the end of the 7 years, Shnas HaShmitah, but Shemitah already finished Rosh Hashanah. Now, we're already in the 8th year. Now, Rosh Hashanah is the first of Tishrei. Then we go a little further, 15 days later, whereby Sukkos, why are we calling Sukkos, which is after the 7 years, Shnas HaShemitah, if Sheminasi, it's actually the 8th year. So why are we calling it Shnas HaShemitah? Lamlecha rather comes to teach this halacha. Kol tevuah sheviyah shlish b'shvias. Any produce that was grown a third of it in the Shemitah year, lefnei Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, atanoig by minik shvias b'shminis. So then you have the halachas of the Shemitah year, even in the eighth year. And that's what the pasuk is telling you, that there is something that's in the eighth year, but it will be forbidden as it's the seventh year. Now, what is that? That is produce that grew a third before Rosh Hashanah. And that's why the pasuk is telling you that it's at the end of the 7 years, after it's already Sukkos, it's in the eighth year, but yet we're calling it Shnas HaShemitah, because there are produce that can be even now in the eighth year, which is growing now, but since a third of it grew before Rosh Hashanah, now that is what defines the criteria of its halachas for Maaser, and which year it was grown. And that means it really grew in the seventh year, because it already had a third, and that's why it's going to have the same halachas of the Shemitah year, even though it was completed in the eighth year, and therefore it's going to be Aser, based on the halachas of Shemitah, which the Gemara later on will ask, where do we see in this pasuk that it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah? All we see is that there are certain produce in the eighth year that will be Aser based on the seventh year, and we'll call it Shnas HaShemitah. But where do we see that it's exactly the criteria that the Mishnah over there said, that it's regarding because it grew a third? Maybe it's a half, maybe it's a quarter, and that's going to be what the Gemara is going to discuss on the coming daf.